San Francisco is a city known for its unorthodox way of doing things. So how does this endlessly creative California city promote its initiative to improve business relationships with China? By throwing a Hollywood-style film premiere, of course. According to the educational nonprofit The Asia Society, California could reach $60 billion in Chinese business investments by 2020. But San Francisco will have to work for it. One recent effort was last week's premiere of the new movie Shanghai Calling. KALW's Christine Stolakis reports from this multicultural, multi-purpose event at the Letterman Digital Arts Center in San Francisco.
Hi.
You're media, right?
I'm media. Yeah.
Okay, media.
All right, I'm inside the film premiere here, and it's a packed house. It's funny, it sort of feels like one part movie, one part business meeting. There's a big projection up on the screen that says, San Francisco Mayor Edwin M. Lee and China SF present the U.S. premiere of Shanghai Calling, with a big China SF logo underneath. It's a little different than seeing previews before a movie starts, I have to say. Maybe it's a different kind of preview.
Shanghai. Very attractive to foreign businessmen. Executives, bankers, engineers, salesmen. Hundreds of thousands of Americans now live and work in Shanghai.
Shanghai Calling is a romantic comedy that tells the story of Sam Chow. He's an up-and-coming Manhattan attorney who, despite his Chinese heritage, is as American as apple pie. He's looking to make partner, so he reluctantly agrees to move to Shanghai and run his office's satellite firm.
It's an incredibly tempting offer, but I just feel that I'm more of an asset here in New York. I mean, I know the ins and outs. I know everything, and my 30th birthday is coming up. I've rented out Thomas Keller's restaurant. I got a DJ coming. I got a lot of stuff going on.
You know what we like around here, Sam? A team player. 3 months. That's all we ask. What do you say?
It's a typical rom-com. Clueless guy meets girl, has troubles, grows up, and gets the, well, maybe gets the girl. We won't give it away. But what we can give away is that there is a whole other relationship being pursued here at the movie's premiere, with its own set of courtships and its own set of stakes. It's about getting Chinese businesses to invest in San Francisco. Darlene Chu Bryant is the executive director of China SF, which is sponsoring this premiere. The office is a public-private initiative whose goal it is to encourage Chinese businesses to set up shop in San Francisco.
Very simply put, we're business matchmakers.
And they are matchmakers in every way. Their bilingual staff provides all kinds of services and advice, from making connections in the real estate community to helping navigate tax exemptions.
Because we are local, we understand how business is being done here. As a result, we're able to help Chinese companies, you know, navigate the system here, explain to them how things are being done, explain to them that, you know, you have to hire locally, for example. And when we go to China, same thing. We teach people about the politicians over there. We teach people about how government operates. We teach them about how business is being done, because we want to protect them and at the same time help them succeed.
Have you seen the film yet?
I honestly...
She has not. But she did make sure San Francisco's top politicians showed up. Mayor Ed Lee is sitting in the front row exchanging niceties with the Chinese consul general, just like at an international business meeting. And there is a lot at stake business-wise between the Bay Area and China. For example, a Beijing-controlled bank has agreed to loan two San Francisco housing developments, one in Treasure Island and one in Hunters Point, $1.7 billion to build new office buildings, 20,000 new homes, and an arena. Chinese Consul General Gao Zhensheng stands up to say that he feels so courted by the event that he's calling for a sequel to Shanghai Calling.
I hope that after this visit, our producer, our director, will make another film, which will be called San Francisco Answering.
Chinese immigrants and Chinese Americans have been an integral part of San Francisco's economy since the 1840s, often exploited during that time as a source of cheap labor. Nowadays, labor and talent outsourcing have made China part of a national conversation about global economics.
I was very aware when writing the film that the majority of news we hear about China in the United States is pretty negative.
Stanford grad Daniel Shaw directed Shanghai Calling.
I mean, I think that these the issues you're talking about are very important, but at the same time, there is always room to tell stories about, you know, the individuals who are living in a particular place and actually dealing with something, too.
Is there ever, from your end in being a filmmaker, is there ever an uncomfortable relationship when you know that your film is being sponsored by an economic initiative that sort of has its own perspective and has its own goals?
I think that if I were a much more famous filmmaker and this was, you know, a very, very well-known, you know, $100 million film, I might have a little bit of a concern about that. But the fact of the matter is, you know, when you're an independent filmmaker and you're out there and you're beating the pavement and you're emailing and Facebooking and tweeting, anytime you can get any sort of, you know, exposure or attention is welcome, and we appreciate, are so appreciative of Mayor Lee and the city of San Francisco for hosting the event here at Lucasfilm.
What Shaw admits, with both gratitude and honesty, reflects the deeper link between the premiere of his film, Shanghai Calling, and China SF. When large amounts of money are involved, cultural exchange takes on new meaning. At the end of the movie, a fair amount of business ends up going to China instead of staying in the U.S. That's not quite the conclusion Darlene Chu Bryant and China SF are hoping for. So their courtship, of business interests anyway, will continue long after this show is over. In San Francisco, I'm Christine Stelakis for Cross Currents. ¶¶